Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Manic Monday continues here on WWL. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. If you are to the west of New Orleans, you might be in the rain, and you might start to be feeling the temperatures dropping a little bit. If you're to the north of us, you may be feeling the same thing, but we're waiting for it here. I'm in my studio apartment. Well, actually, it's not a studio apartment. I've got a one-bedroom apartment, but it's a studio apartment because I've got my studio now in my downtown apartment. I'm Scoot, glad you're with us. And yeah, we are still experiencing very muggy weather and hot and partly cloudy downtown, but the cooler weather's coming. It's going to be so nice later today, tonight, tomorrow morning. 60s on the South Shore, 50s on the North Shore. So it looks like it's going to be – it looks like as October arrives – it's going to feel like fall in October all week. And you know that doesn't always happen. I mean, we don't always get a cold front this strong this early in the season. So with the pandemic, with all of the stuff that's going on in our world, with the Saints losing, with LSU losing, we have the cold front to look forward to. Somebody just sent me a picture. It says, Scoot, I found this doing the Sam Barth Facebook page today. Who is that number 45? It's from Kelly, France. It is a picture of me. I was a young running back in, I guess this was junior high school. You know, about ninth grade, everybody got a lot bigger than me, but I was one hell of a running back. I mean, the last three games of the season, I scored 36 points. I mean, it was really pretty cool. I mean, I was fast because, you know, I learned to run for my life. So I learned to be kind of fast. But, yeah, I had even forgotten that I was number 45. That's an old picture. I went to elementary school, first through the ninth grade at Sam Barth, and then went to East Jefferson, 10th, 11th, and 12th. Also posted on the WWL Radio Facebook page is a story about Richard Nixon and his taxes. So apparently Donald Trump is not alone, so you might want to check that out. That's on our Facebook page right now, WWL Radio, about Richard Nixon and his taxes. And we'll talk about President Trump and his taxes, too. Also, we're going to go to Ian Hoke in just a few minutes and get some more of your text messages. Hey, okay, Tulane won over the weekend. That's good news. And the Ragin' Cajuns, Louisiana, 3-0. And they play Appalachian State coming up this weekend. If they win that game, that's serious because again, somebody pointed out earlier that those Hillbillies, that's a good team. Appalachian State is a good football team. And if the Raging Cajuns beat them, that's going to be awesome. But they were ranked going into this weekend. So I know that they've got to be ranked even higher. And I haven't seen it. In fact, if you want to send me a text or an email, let me know where they are. Please do. But congratulations to the Louisiana Raging Cajuns. Let's go to Gentile and Stan. You're on WWL. Hey, Stan.
Hey, Scoot. Yeah, enjoying the show. It'll be interesting to see if the Raging Cajuns is at least something we can cheer about in this state. Everything else seems to be pretty bad.
Yeah, I know. Tulane won, so that's good. But yeah, the Raging Cajuns are playing great, great football.
Yeah, LSU loss got me really depressed, and then I was really depressed because, man, I've paid way more than $750 in taxes for everything.
Wait a minute. So the LSU loss, the Saints loss was bad enough, but on top of that, you realize now that you paid a lot more in taxes than a billionaire.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it looks like you read it, he's kind of a phony billionaire, right? He really was. He said he was going to run the country like he runs his businesses. And, you know, we got, massive unemployment, $1 trillion in debt. Mexico never paid for the wall. It seems like he was telling the truth. He did run this place like one of his businesses.
Apparently his taxes show that he lost more money than he made. To some degree, that, I guess, challenges Donald Trump as the ultimate business success.
Yeah, and this isn't for 1 year. This is for this is for, what was it, 11 out of the last 18 years he's paid zero in taxes. And then in five of those other years, he paid almost nothing.
Yeah.
He paid a couple $100s. So it's really shocking. But, you know, look, you got a guy with three baby mamas, five kids, and he's got a couple outstanding warrants, right? He's got people accusing him of rape.
President Trump doesn't have baby mamas.
He's got three women that he married, and he was cheating on them, right?
Well, but that's not a baby mama. I mean, that's, you know, a baby mom is or a baby daddy is when you just really almost have no idea who the person is, or you were with him a couple of times. So I would not say that President Trump has baby mamas. He has had children with women and divorced. And look, I'm divorced, so I'm not going to criticize the president for that.
Yeah, three times, though. That's a little bit weird.
All right. I'm close. Twice. Okay. Twice. It didn't work out for me so well. Well, maybe it's me.
you never had to pay for him, at least. That's like his thing. He's got to pay for
him. Well, that's true.
So that's a little weird.
That's
too.
True.
Yeah, you don't pay for him. You're saving. He's spending all his. He's not paying his taxes, but he's spending all his money on prostitutes.
Yeah, I've never paid for it. There were times that I felt like, because of the evening, I felt like I kind of vicariously paid for it, but I never really paid for it.
Well, there's the old member George Costanza on Seinfeld. He said he would never pay for it because he figures it's like parking. You don't want to. He won't pay for it because if he tries hard enough, eventually he could find it for free.
I had forgotten that line from Costanza and Seinfeld. That's funny.
Yeah, and then there, you know, the other one funny one. Speaking of Trump and prostitutes, the other funny line is from I think it's Woody Allen. He says, you know, not Woody Allen. What's the other guy's name? You don't pay prostitutes to come. You pay prostitutes to leave.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's right. It's time to go. That's exactly right. All right, Stan, look, I appreciate the call. And thank you for adding some humor to our show this afternoon. Let's go to Gulfport. And Herman, you're on WWL. Hey, Herman.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, man. Hey, you know, we spend our money on things we like and things we believe in. So I'm sure you pay your fair share of taxes. I know my wife and I, we make a pretty good salary. We definitely pay our fair share of taxes.
Oh, yeah.
And every year, you know, I kind of lose my cool when I got to write that check. But on the other hand, when I need the services that money provides, that those services are always there for me, like policemen or firemen or the military, or I'm on the interstate system right now, roads or teachers or the public school system or the TSA, and I can go on and on, Amtrak, and, you know, the airport tower workers, right? Our tax money goes towards the services that we need in the American economy.
So, Herman, that's such a great way to look at it, because there's no doubt that a lot of tax dollars are wasted. But that's not the only thing that our tax dollars get used for. I mean, some of them are wasted, but our tax dollars do go to make our country available for us and things for us to do.
So if you're trying to avoid paying for those services, then you don't believe in those. You don't believe in the military. You don't believe in policemen. You don't believe in firemen. Why? You don't want to pay them.
Well, it's a game to pay as little as possible. To be honest with you, I try not to feel guilty if I find a way to get a deduction and I don't have to pay more than I would have if I didn't have the deduction. I'm all for this country and I'm all for the services that the country provides. But, you know, it's still a legitimate game to pay as little as possible.
I get it. Okay. Well, that's the only point I wanted to make, because if Trump supporters don't believe they have been bamboozled, and they're really buffoons.
Herman, I appreciate your call. And look, you really did bring up a positive aspect of all of this. All right. If you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. More of your calls, and we'll go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages coming up. And also, we've got to talk about the $70,000 deduction for haircuts. $70,000 for hairstyle. That's a lot of money. Now, is that a legitimate deduction? Is that legitimate? We'll find out. We're gonna talk about that in just a minute. I did call somebody before the show, so I have a little information on it. But we're talking about President Trump's taxes. He wouldn't release them, but the New York Times went after him and found the taxes and found that the president really did all he could to not pay taxes, which is something we all try to do. But it seems kind of unusual that a billionaire would pay $750 in taxes over a 2-year period. Anyway, I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right. It just doesn't look good. That describes both the news that Donald Trump took deductions of $70,000 for hairstyle expenses and the hair itself. It doesn't look good. Yesterday, the New York Times published a report on President Trump's tax returns. During the campaign and as president, Trump has continued to hide tax information behind makeup excuses as to why he couldn't. And he would soon do it, but he never did. According to the New York Times report, which was released just over a month before the presidential election on November 3rd, President Trump only paid $750 in federal taxes in 2016 and 17, while claiming to be a billionaire. During that time period, Trump businesses lost massive amounts of money, and essentially Trump lost more money than his businesses made him. At the press conference yesterday, President Trump responded by saying it's fake news. Well, here's what he had to say about just the negotiations, and he's told us this a lot about auditing taxes.
They're doing their assessment. We've been negotiating for a long time. Things get settled, like in the IRS. But right now, when you're under audit, you don't do it. You don't do that.
We heard that during the campaign, and apparently the IRS says that's not true. But again, you know, whatever. Here's what President Trump had to say about the report on his taxes from the New York Times.
It's totally fake news. Made up, fake.
All right, so social media just lit up. A social media comment was, "I'm an electrician. I can't deduct tools or fuel. Trump can deduct $70,000 for the world's worst haircut." They deducted $70,000 for haircuts. Teachers have here's another comment. Teachers have a maximum tax credit of $250 for having classroom supplies they're forced to buy because schools are underfunded. Donald Trump wrote $70,000 in haircuts, or wrote off. The tax code is rigged to help the wealthy pay as little as possible while we all pick up the tab. No, that's not breaking news. Another social media comment was, "Please enlighten me as to which tax code would ever legally allow $70,000 deduction for haircuts and styling unless DJT asked for a haircut that resembles roadkill, and the stylist might very well be the bigger crook than him." Another comment was, "Would not have picked this out of a lineup of $70,000 haircuts." Look, I'm not a tax expert, so I can't really comment too much on that. But $70,000 does seem to be extreme. I talked to Brian Garrity of Go Tax Resolution just before the show, and Brian told me that if a deduction for a haircut for a celebrity or somebody like that, for makeup or haircuts, if it is considered to be reasonable and necessary, then it is a legitimate tax deduction. And when you look at Trump's hair, I think we could all agree that somebody would have to do a lot of work to get it to look like that. So to get it to look like that might have taken so much work that you could argue that $70,000 was reasonable and necessary. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Senior Studio Producer Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Trump said he would run the country like his business. Massive unemployment, trillions in borrowing, credit unpaid, says others will pay and they don't. Mexico with the wall. Seems he was honest because the country is broke now.
Interesting. We had a call that echoed that just a moment ago. Let's do another one, Ian.
Trump may not be perfect. Before COVID, he did get the economy back on track. The problem is Joe Biden is the alternative. I will hold my nose and take Trump because Joe Biden and the Democrats scare the hell out of me.
And don't underestimate how many people are going to do that. Don't underestimate that. Because I don't think the Democrats have done a good enough job defending themselves from attacks from Trump, that they're going to take your guns and that they're going to be progressive and turn this country into a socialist nation and that things are going to be wild in the streets. I don't think that's going to happen if Joe Biden wins. But, you know, I don't think the Democrats have done a successful job of defending their territory. OK, one more.
Scoot, you should talk to Trump. He might be able to save you some money on your taxes for using your apartment for your studio.
Yes, interesting. I wonder how much this is going to be deducted. I wonder
how
much
of my stuff that you bought. You write all that off. Yeah,
but I wonder how much of my apartment itself, because you know I have an office, so there's a small portion of my apartment that is deducted. But I wonder if that has been expanded now because I have this studio for social media and for WWL. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to I'm going to have to look into that
get on the phone with Brian and see what he has to say.
I know, because really the goal seriously is to I don't blame Trump for paying as little as possible. I mean, that's the goal. That's the game we play. You pay as little as you can in taxes, and that's the game the government set up for us. So, you know, hey, that's fair game. But I think Trump's information about his taxes is just a reminder that there are benefits that wealthy people have that other people don't have. And you can argue that however you want to, but it's a fact. It's easier to write off more proportionally if you have a big business than if you're an average American citizen. And so proportionately, middle-income people pay a greater percentage in taxes than many of the wealthiest people in the world. Now, let's just take America, many people in America. And that hurts. It's not fair. But that's the system. Hopefully, that's going to change. Hey, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have fun with politics. So I want to tell you right now, don't call the show. Don't bitch and complain that, oh, I'm not being fair to one side or the other, because both sides are going to be involved in this. We're going to have fun. And I'm never giving up my right to have a sense of humor on the show or to even be sarcastic at times. So if you take politics so seriously that you can't stand a humorous side to politics, then do not call the show. You've been warned. Don't call and complain. We're not taking any complaint calls. We're just going to have fun next hour. If you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. From Houston, Larry, welcome to WWL.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I'm ex-Army. And, you know, as a military, when you're in the military, you cannot have no debt, period. If you get in debt, they send you for Article 15 so fast and make you get everything together, because it's a concern for national security. And ain't nobody bringing this up at all. You know, this man, they say he owe, 100-something million in the next 3 or 4 years? Where will he get this money from?
Yeah, I don't know what the amount is, but I know there's a big, huge debt coming up next year that's going to change the whole financial makeup of the Trump companies.
Yeah, but you know, like you were saying, you know, the average worker that work at Burger King for $7.20 pays $1,600 a year taxes, and this man pays $700-some dollars. People, wake up! Wake up! There's no way in the world. And he's not the only one. Believe that.
Oh, no. Oh, you're right.
He's not the only one. While we got people right now in Houston, they got people standing in line for food because they lost their job because of the pandemic. And here it is. This man, a billionaire, paying $750. And that's the last 2 years.
It hurts. And look, that's why President Trump did not want anybody to see his taxes, because he's embarrassed. Well, I knew it too. This is not breaking news.
Yeah, I've been knew. I'm going to tell you, I knew that he wasn't worth the money he was. I knew that when he tried to buy the football team. Because, you see, the NFL, they go into your finances to make sure you got the money you have. They don't play them kind of games. But it is sad. And the people, I mean, Trump was like one guy said, we ain't going to never come across the Trump supporters, because You got Trump supporters and you got Biden supporters. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But people got to wake up. I mean,
well, that's I think that's an interesting point, Larry, because people aren't going to wake up. And if you love Trump, you're going to bypass this and you're going to dismiss it. If you don't like Trump, you're going to use this as ammunition against those who like Trump. So I don't know if this changes anything.
School, every 3 months, every quarter, every 4 months, I got to pay for my trucking company. I got to send for 4,015, what it was, 4,000, the last one was 14,000, $15 and 90 something cents. Every quarter for my taxes, for fuel taxes. That's not my taxes. That's just fuel taxes.
Well, Larry, I appreciate your contribution to our economy. I also thank you for your service to our country, and I appreciate you streaming the show over in Houston. And I want to remind everybody that you can stream our show anywhere by downloading the app radio.com and type in WWL, and you can stream the show. Fleetwood Mac has repurposed the song These Strange Times. It's from a long time ago. This is a Mick Fleetwood. And it's relating to the times in which we live. So many artists have done new songs to relate to what we're going through. And I knew it was going to happen, and it sure has. Rick Springfield, Robert Lamb of Chicago, Wang Chung, John Lodge. And, you know, we've talked to all of them on the show about their new songs. Because music reflects society. Music reflects the political and social issues of the times. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back during more of these strange times here on WWL. Oh, it's coming. It was very hot and muggy over the weekend, and still in downtown New Orleans, it is hot and muggy, but clouds are starting to build up, which is an indication that this cold front is coming through here. If you're to the west or to the north of New Orleans, you might already be in the rain, and you might already be experiencing the dropping temperatures, but a strong cold front coming through here to usher in October, which is great news. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this manic Monday. We're not focusing too much on the Saints and LSU's loss. You're welcome. I just thought we would not focus too much on that because it's painful. LSU took one hell of a dip in the polls, and I think they that was justified. They just they're just not there, and it's really not their fault. I mean, they lost so many players to the NFL. I mean, it's almost like LSU last year was a farm team for the NFL. So, you know, they'll have a tough time getting things back together, but, you know, I'm sure better days are ahead. Congratulations to Tulane, beat Southern Miss over the weekend, and also the Ragin' Cajuns, Lafayette, Louisiana, Ragin' Cajuns, they're 3-0, won again over the weekend. Blue Runner Foods, Blue Runner Foods is doing an amazing thing, and I wanted to just take a moment to thank Blue Runner Foods, and Ricky Thomas is CEO of Blue Runner Foods, and he joins us on WWL. Ricky, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for having me.
Sure, man. I just wanted to thank you guys for doing what you're doing. You delivered 100,000 red bean meals to Second Harvest in Lafayette today.
We did. Thank you. I appreciate it. We, you know what, when the COVID thing started earlier in the year, Scoot, it really, grocery business, you know, there's no restaurants open, right? So you got a lot of people out of work. Everybody's eating at home. So grocery business continued to be very strong, and we do a very big grocery business. So we just felt like we needed to give back. We always feel like, you know, as a community partner and a brand that people from New Orleans and South Louisiana love, that we want to continue to be part of the community. So we started a campaign, and we actually delivered over 1 million meals by the end of June. And that program went so well, we decided to continue it. And so we've committed to a second 1 million meals before the end of the year. And we delivered 100,000 this morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to take time to thank you guys. Thank Blue Runner for doing this, because it's a great thing. And sometimes, you know, sometimes companies like Blue Runner Foods will do something really good, and, you know, and nobody knows. I mean, we get press releases, yeah. and sometimes, you know, you don't really hear about some of the great things that that companies do. But it's just a reminder that there are really good companies that do become great community partners.
Well, I appreciate that. We always appreciate somebody saying thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
Well, but thank you for doing what you're doing. And this is part of the Millions of Meals campaign for Blue Runner?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. After we did 1 million, we decided we'd make it plural, try and do millions. But it's been amazing, actually. We've had a handful of, friends and family and corporate partners that have reached out to us and said, hey, we want to help when we can. And so we've had some partners in the thing. So it's really been a very redeeming process for everybody at Blue Runner.
Ricky, do you think that anybody buys Blue Runner red beans and passes them off as their own, like they made them themselves?
I think people have been doing that for 50 years.
I would do it.
So we sell an awful lot of red beans. We also sell dried beans. We sell canned beans, but our Creole cream style, our recipe is, everybody's got their own recipe, but they're all pretty much 95%. We just do all the work. We've just got big pots, just like you would in your kitchen. Yeah. And we soak the beans and season and cook them and get them just perfect. So we have a lot of stories over the years where people call us and send us letters and, I married the love of my life and found out 8 years, 10 years later after raising children that she never made any beans or he never made any beans. It was all open cans of Blue Runner.
It's a great story.
We've got a lot
People aren't stupid. I mean, that's a smart thing to do, Oh, I'll bring red beans, and then you just get the Blue Runner cans and, open those up. Today is a good day to deliver the red beans because Monday is Red Beans and Rice Day. And I always heard, and maybe you know more about this than I do, but I always heard that Monday is Red Beans and Rice Day because beans would take so long to cook that Monday in the beginning of New Orleans, many, many, many years ago, it was wash day. And so red beans were something that people could put on the stove. A mother could put that on the stove and do all of her other chores while the food is cooking.
That's the urban legend, really true, though. It is Monday's wash day, and that was when people, we had a lot of big pot dishes out in New Orleans and South Louisiana. You put everything in one pot type dish, but red beans and rice is perfect for that, right? You put all the beans in there, you put the water in, you put your seasoning, you put your protein, your meat in there. And then you turn it on, you let it cook for 8 hours, and you can go tend to everything in the house, basically wash all the clothes for the week, and by the end of the day, you've got dinner for your whole family.
And let me also mention how good white beans are. They're really good, and you can, kind of spice them up just like you do the red beans.
I mean, I eat white beans more often than I eat red beans. I hate to admit that, but we eat a lot of white beans. And we call them white beans. It can either be navies or great northerners. They're pretty much very similar. But there's a lot of white beans. Probably for every two plates of red beans consumed, there's one plate of white beans consumed. So that's an awful lot of white beans and rice.
Yeah. Ricky Thomas is CEO of Blue Runner Foods. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for spending a few minutes with us here on WWL.
Thank you, Scoot. Appreciate your time. And
sure. All right.
Keep on buying those beans and keep eating red beans and rice.
Yeah, we will. And if I offer you red beans and rice, they might come out of a Blue Runner can. Don't think I made them. If you want to join us, thanks, Ricky. If you want to join us with your comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ponchatoula and Mike. You're on WWL. Hey, Mike. Okay. You want to do a couple of text messages, Ian? I've got an email here that says the New York Times used stolen documents from an anonymous source for its Trump tax article. Not everything you read is accurate. P.S. I'm not a Trump supporter. I just don't like herd mentality. It's going to be interesting to see if that comes out because the New York Times, you might hate some of the stories the New York Times does, but it's a very, very reputable media outlet and has been for a long time. So the scary thing for a lot of people is it might actually be true. Okay, let's do a text.
Lol, LOL. Imagine that. Scoot making fun of Trump's hair.
Well, I mean, look at my hair. I mean, if anybody has the credentials to make fun of somebody else's hair, I think it's me. I mean, seriously.
Hey, I admit I use the Blue Runner red beans in the can with an onion and pass it as my own. I've had people tell me, I have to admit, yours are better than my mom's. I would die if people knew.
I'm telling you, man, confessions of people who, fake red beans, it really is. Honestly, I mean, you're participating in fake news if you use Blue Runner red beans and pass them off as your own. That's fake news. But, you know, hey, as long as you can get away with it. Let's do one more.
The Clintons and Obamas came to Washington with nothing and left multimillionaires. Donald Trump has not taken one penny for his service to the country. Study the Constitution. Congress makes tax policy, not the president.
Well, I don't think we ever said the president makes tax policy. I think we're talking about... No, nobody said that. So I don't know what show you're listening to. You might want to send that text to the radio show that you're actually listening to, because we never said anything like that. We're just talking about President Trump's maneuvering of taxes. And, you know, quite often, see, that's the best defense, is to divert the attention away from, if you can't defend what's being done, then there's a diversion to defend or to bring up some other aspect of some topic. Look, it hurts all of us when we know about really, really wealthy people not paying their fair share. And when middle class and even upper middle class and even some people who, you know, you think are making a lot of money, they're paying a disproportionate amount of taxes relative to their income. And so that's not fair. And there are things that millionaires and billionaires and businesses can do to get out of paying taxes that are not afforded to me or many of you. So, I mean, that's just a fact of life. And it hurts, but it is a reality. Of course, the Obamas left I don't know if they left multimillionaires, but they become multimillionaires. I mean, look, being president of the United States is a pretty good gig. And the fact that the president's not taking any income, you think he's not deducting that off as a loss? I'm sure he's deducting that. And I think it's admirable that he's not taking taking a salary. It's like $410,000 a year. But that's just that's really in the Trump world, giving that up is, I don't know. It's a lot of money, and I respect him for not taking a salary. But, you know, he's not some kind of financial god because he's not taking a salary as president, because I guarantee you he's found a way to benefit from not taking an income. All right, if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Look, sometimes people just, they have a chance to take the money and run. It's coming. It hasn't hit downtown New Orleans yet, but rain is on the way, and this rain is the precursor to cooler, less humid weather. It's going to be great all week long. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Manic Monday. Let's go to Destrehan. Brian, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
Oh, good.
I ain't catch your whole show, but you're talking about the taxes with Trump not paying any taxes.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the whole process, not just picking on Trump, but we're talking about the whole process.
Yeah, but I'm self-employed, and to be honest with you, you can basically, as I've talked to a lot of business people, they write everything off to where they don't have to pay tax, and that's the way the tax code is set up. I personally don't do that because I don't want the IRS knocking on my door saying I wrote off something I shouldn't have wrote off. So if he's getting audited, like he says he's getting audited, then we got to look at the tax rules. Like, what is he using to help himself out that the average person isn't using?
Well, Brian, I agree. In fact, since you didn't hear the whole show, you know you didn't hear it when I was talking about just that President Trump, if he successfully played the game, then that's not his fault. The game is to pay as little tax as possible. I respect you for not deducting everything, but again, you don't want to send up red flags with the IRS. And obviously, there are people who will take those chances.
Yeah, and another thing people don't realize is if you write everything off and you don't show an income, when you go try to buy a house, you show zero income. So therefore, why would a bank loan you any money to buy a house if you have zero income because you write everything off? So that was.
But wouldn't there be an aspect? Wouldn't there be an aspect of your taxes that would show personal income, like salary? I mean, you could show. I guess you could show that your business didn't make money, but wouldn't you have a personal salary out of that?
it depends on how it is. If it's an LLC and you pay yourself out of your company as an employee, I'm a sole proprietor, so I claim everything I make as my income.
All right, so Brian, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to leave it there.
You got your company set up, you know?
I appreciate your call and appreciate the fact that you don't deduct everything. Okay, we're going to have fun in the next hour. I mean, it's not going to be that much fun, but I just, you know, the debate's coming up tomorrow. I thought we'd have a little fun, and I don't want anybody complaining that, oh, my God, you're being unfair. No, because both sides can get involved in this. I'm not going to control the calls or the texts that come in. So we'll start that coming up after the news at 3 o'clock right here on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.